This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer this hour. And your calls, questions, and comments. Little tip for you. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline right now with your questions for Congressman Cramer. He's here weekly for an hour. Very often we end up with calls stacked up at the end of the hour and then not a chance to get to all of them. So if you would like to ask a question, got a comment, get it in now on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd the Radio God Mitchell at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. You can also email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you this hour by our top 10 town sponsors. And we appreciate those folks getting us all across North Dakota, including one of our top 10 towns, Tioga, North Dakota, where the mainstay Sweets is new, open, and a wonderful place to call home when you're in Tioga. Tioga EDC and CDC, the medical center there, Tioga Ace Hardware, Sheldon Welding, the Hess Corporation, Bucking Buffalo Smokehouse Saloon, great new restaurant in Tioga. Check it out. And Davos Solutions Group as well. They're bringing you the Bakken Oil Product and Service Show in Dickinson on April 13th and 14th. Find out more at their BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson website. All right. I'm off at a retreat today, so you are in the good hands of the one and only Eugene Greiner from Heartland Investor Services. And here he is again, folks, with more of What's On Your Mind. Eugene?
And welcome back to What's On Your Mind. And it is Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesday. We are waiting for a call from Kevin Cramer yet here to get in to the studio. We're going to take a call from Freddie. Just called in. You probably heard me say it on the mic. I had the mic live. And we'll visit with him.
Thank God you didn't say anything naughty or
naughty or nice, right?
Santa would take you off that list.
Oh, come on. I want to be on that list. Because he checked it twice.
He has three lists, you know.
And he's going to find out if I'm
naughty
or nice.
Naughty and naughty list.
You know, what's with this 72 virgins thing? I just want one bad girl.
Oh, Gene! Okay, the regular line to use, with if you're going to use that joke,
what?
Rather have 36 who had a clue or were, you know, weren't going to
something like that.
About. Actually, what I do like is the Family Guy spoof on that, because he dies, he gets to heaven, and they're playing Dungeons and Dragons. You don't know why they're virgins.
No.
He just said they're virgins.
Okay.
Hey, let's play Dungeons and Dragons.
That's all they do. Okay.
It turns out they're virgins because nobody wants them.
Oh, yeah, that's what
something
it was.
Like that, yeah.
Well, I see Fred. Oh, he must have a question for Cramer. Fred, welcome to What's On Your Mind. We don't have Kevin yet on the line. We have to always wait on a vote or something like that, it seems.
What? He's a representative in the House? He has to actually do that
stuff? Ask him to vote, yeah. Unlike President Barack Obama, who voted, what, so many times president and never did vote about anything, was too busy running for president? Something like that? Is Fred online? Can we get Fred on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
hi, Fred.
Yes.
And, yeah, you know, you do a pretty good job on the markets and telling us about the grain and stuff, but you've done really well there this morning on this topic about the Muslims, and I appreciate that. My question today and my
We do have Kevin online now. One second, Fred, hold on. Kevin, are you with us?
Oh, I am. I am.
Good morning, Kevin. Good to
morning.
Have you
good
on
to be with you.
Talk Radio Town Hall here this morning.
Yeah.
You got to deal with me this hour. Scott had to be out for the day, but I'll do what I can.
You'd be awesome. I love amateur hour on the radio. I do it pretty regularly.
No, it's not amateur hour. That's what it is if I'm on the radio.
Sure.
You okay, know, Fred. We all do fine. It's all up to the callers. It's up to Fred to carry the show. So,
yes.
So
go ahead, Fred, your question for Kevin Cramer.
Yes, Mr. Cramer, how are you today? How's the weather down there?
Well, the weather's a little cooler and cloudier than it's been, but it's been much like North Dakota, almost perfect.
Oh, we're really getting a lot of loose ends tied up here with this weather. It's been great for us out on the farm.
Yeah.
I got a couple questions about agriculture, and you got the right combination here today, you and Mr. Greiner and myself. We're always talking about the oil prices dropping off and stuff, and talking about the gas prices going down, which helps.
Sure.
But, you know, in the agriculture part of it, in the marketing end of the agriculture where they do the wholesaling of the food in our stores, we never really talk about the food going down. I was just hoping that somebody could do that. That's my comment. But my question is talking about this land that is coming out of CRP, and it's, they said when we break up our land, the FSA offices and this and that, you have the complete freedom to go ahead and break up what you want. It was farmed before, and you know, and now some of that stuff, we've been haying it for a couple of years, and now we break it out, or break out a few acres, and I'm getting all kinds of flack, all kinds of letters saying I'm going to lose my crop insurance benefits. All I did was break up a couple of acres, and I got five letters coming from this new farm program, and they're calling this land new breaking. And we farmed it years ago, and I just wanted to bring that to your attention and listen to your comment on that.
Okay, well, appreciate the comment and the you know, the implied question, Fred, because what you're raising was a very major challenge in the passage of the Farm Bill in 2013, and it was actually 2014 by the time we passed the Farm Bill, and it was something that the House had fixed a couple of times, and the Senate would never agree to. And in the final conference report, the reconciled final law, it's called, of course, conservation compliance as a condition of crop insurance. And you might recall, Fred, that previous to this farm bill, there were direct payments, and direct payments were those programs, those title programs that when a farmer accepted direct payments, they also accepted conservation compliance. But it was never a condition of the more modest safety net of crop insurance. Well, when we replaced direct payments with a crop insurance program that has not only, of course, the traditional, what we traditionally think of in terms of, devastation and whatnot, weather-related disaster, but also price support in the crop insurance program, largely it was the United States Senate and of course the administration that insisted on shifting that compliance over to people who participate in the crop insurance program. We decoupled it a couple of times in amendments. The Senate kept putting it back in, and in the end, that ended up being the deal that we had to cut in order to get the thing done. But and then we were able to delay the impact of it or the enforcement of it for some time, and still enforcement. It should take a little while, but nonetheless, you are living with the consequence, the negative consequences of that compliance. You're exactly right. And it's unfortunate because what I think a lot of people don't understand, especially people that don't live in farm country, is they don't understand what it takes to grow more food on the same number of acres in a growing population of the world. And they also don't understand that crop insurance is something that farmers buy. And yes, if there's a claim, there is a taxpayer subsidy to the premium, but that farmers don't have an incentive anymore to not grow a crop. And they need to be able to have, the resources to do that. So it's sort of a long answer to your question. It kind of gets in the weeds of the Farm Bill, and it's been some time since we've had to deal with it. But I will tell you that every time we talk about the Farm Bill going forward and future Farm Bills, one of my highest priorities, if not my highest priority, is to eliminate, to decouple that conservation compliance from straight crop insurance program.
Well, I don't mind complying. It's okay, and I have non-highly erodible land that was farmed before, and I'm just getting all these letters. It's like, in my mind, they're trying to hold on to some kind of power.
Yes, they are. There's no question about that, Fred.
When we were getting the payments before that Reagan set up, the direct payments, that was the reason why you came to their office. And now it seems like they're trying to make a reason for us to be in an office. With five letters on 15 acres I got. 15 acres I broke up, I got five different letters.
Oh, my goodness, that's a garden.
Four different trips to the office.
Sure.
It's like you're just trying to hold on to power, and I think it's just ludicrous.
If you're interested in pursuing it further, I would love to take it up as a case and, work with one of our caseworkers and actually inquire on your behalf. Now, if you don't want me to, that's fine, too. But if you're compelled to do that, give the office a call, and we'd love to tackle this particular situation? Because I'm looking for examples like this anyway, asked, you know, to use as a, you know, testimony, if
well,
you will.
I asked, is there anything that I have to comply with in order to break this up? And they said, no, there's really nothing to it. You're free to do whatever you want. Yeah. And after I broke it up and it started to show up on the maps, then all of a sudden I get all these letters, and I don't know why. And then and when I talked about it, they said, well, what's the problem? What's your problem?
Why don't we take that up? Take it up with Kevin Kramer's office. We got calls backing up here.
I appreciate your testimony. So, thanks, Fred. You bet.
Yeah.
You
thanks, bet. Fred, for calling in and get a hold of Kramer's office. We're going to go next to Galen from Bismarck. Good morning, Galen.
Hi, Congressman Kramer. Thank you for being on the show.
You bet.
I have a question for you. And what's your view on what we should be doing regarding Islamic terrorism here in the United States in order to protect the people?
Galen, we're going to take this answer to the other side of the break. When we come back, Kevin Kramer can give you that answer. This is What's on Your Mind on KFYR Radio.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Full Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water's good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince with the team at Hot Spring Spas at Full Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Congressman Kevin Kramer with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Brought to you today by S&S Motors in Watford City. Have you been to S&S Motors lately? Well, there's been a fair amount of construction at S&S Motors in that particular area of town. And so they have some cars actually moved out on Main Street in Watford City. Trucks, in this case. I'm looking at some that I saw just recently that are really sharp, including... this 2014 Ford F-150 Platinum. Only 10,000 miles on it for $43,995. Now, there is a great deal. Compare that to a brand-new Ford F-150 rolled off the showroom floor, and you're going to save some big money. So check those out. They have a Raptor, a really sharp Raptor, you know, very hard to find. So check that out. And lots of other trucks. KLJ location, downtown Watford City, actually 361 North Main. And you'll see other locations that have vehicles from S&S Motors. Find them online at snsmotorsinc.com. You want it, they find it. That's their deal. They'll just go find you the truck you want and save you thousands at S&S Motors. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. Now, more of What's On Your Mind. Here's your guest host for me today, Eugene Greiner.
And we rejoin Congressman Kramer. Kevin, you've had a chance to listen to Galen's question. Maybe as you comment on it, it'll probably you can bring up the current amendment on legislation for the visas. As you answer this question, that probably is a good time to hit that.
It is, because we had a very large vote yesterday. And first to Galen's very broad question, a very broad statement. I think what Galen is expressing, in my sense, in the early part of my coming on, there's probably been others expressing it, especially in light of Donald Trump's remarks and then what's gone on, and you know, in Mapleton, North Dakota for sure, but certainly in San Bernardino, Paris. There is a legitimate, and it's a very real fear that going on in our country. And the fact that our president dismisses it as bigotry is mind-boggling, but unfortunately not surprising. His speech the other night was clearly, it was a poorly delivered speech. It said nothing, and it was very discouraging to people who want to feel safer. That said, we continue to do what we can in the Congress of the United States, and we've had a very big vote yesterday on what you're referring to, Eugene, which is the visa waiver program, and sort of fixing that, some of the big gaps in that. 407 members of the House voted for it, but only 19
voted
against
it. Doesn't matter, Kevin, on 407 members.
Still, I want to get into that a little bit, but even a big majority a couple of weeks ago, 289, which is, by the way, a veto-proof majority.
Okay, so if he vetoes it, they're going to come back and put it through.
Dealt with the refugee program. Now, this was after the president threatened a veto of the SAFE Act, which puts much more rigorous vetting process for Syrian and Iraqi refugees coming to the United States. It suspends the program, first of all, and then puts a very rigorous vetting process in place. The president threatened a veto, as I said, and we passed it with an overwhelming veto-proof majority, which, you know, serves to remind him, at least, that Democrats aren't even with him on this issue.
So he will sign it, is what you're saying.
What's that?
He will sign this bill.
Well, he'll certainly sign the one we passed yesterday with 407 votes. The question on the SAFE Act is, can we get the Senate to act on it? Because you know, that's a much different body over there. But let's talk about the visa waiver program, because, frankly, the visa waiver program is something that I think creates much more vulnerability for the United States than does the refugee resettlement program. And that's not to diminish the refugee resettlement program but the risks. But the visa waiver program is particularly interesting because we know that about 5,000 Europeans, for example, have traveled to Syria and Iraq to fight with groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And many of them are from visa waiver program countries, which, of course, makes it easier for them to get to the United States if they're not in our security database. And to give an explanation of what the program is, it is a program that has some, you know, nice merits, obviously some important things for our economy, but there are 38 visa waiver program countries where their citizens can come to the United States and the other 37 countries easier than travelers from other countries. And so instead of going to, say, a consulate or an embassy to obtain a visa, the citizens of these visa waiver program countries, they have to provide a detailed background information through an online form. And then that form and that information is screened against security systems in the United States and then supposedly checked against Interpol. But not all of the 38 countries have the same standard. It's another one of those things, Eugene and Galen, where the United States does it really well, but not everybody that participates does it that well. Some of them, don't screen as thoroughly. They don't share the information. Now, the program's good because we do get more security information. It helps in that sense for the countries that participate, but it only works as well as those that utilize it. And then it also obviously got some economic benefit through increased travel and tourism. But in light of what's going on, we feel like we need to shore this up. What the bill basically does, what the basic solution is it denies visa waiver program status to any individual who's have connections to terrorist hotspots, so places like Syria and Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia. When a country, one of the 38 countries, fails to share any counterterrorism information with the United States, obviously that allows us the opportunity to demand stronger intelligence and law enforcement sharing, or frankly, kick countries out of the visa waiver program so they don't enjoy the benefits of travel. It's not a complicated bill at all, but it's pretty substantive.
So who's in charge of enforcing this?
Here's
an attorney general
point. It requires all of the countries to issue what are called the e-screen fraud resistant e-passports that use biometric information. So, you know, when you look at a passport these days, or even I think a North Dakota license, a driver's license, it's got biometrics in it, that make it difficult to duplicate or to create fraud with. It's got specific information specific to you, obviously, it's just a much tighter screening process. So this bill, that we couldn't get anybody interested in a year ago, anybody on the Democratic side, that is, we passed with 407 votes yesterday.
Now, this bill, Kevin,
pretty substantial. We continue to work on it, but we, you know, until the commander in chief admits there's a problem, and he can barely bring himself to do that, as you know, Eugene, right. and have a strategy not only for what we're going to do to secure the homeland, which is obviously, you know, issue number one, that is to stop leaving vacuums in places like Syria and Iraq where, you know, where this stuff gets to thrive and caliphates get started and grow. And when you consider the ISIS, the junior varsity, and they're contained, while we know full well that's not the case, this is our commander in chief. So we have a presidential problem.
A quick question to you, Kevin. Who enforces this new bill? Our attorney general, who is going to challenge anybody who speaks ill? I mean, that's the problem. If President Obama signs it and turns it over to the attorney general, it's dead.
And this has been the lifelong problem with this administration for the last 7 years, and that is even good laws are selectively enforced, as we know. I mean, when you consider, for example, that our Justice Department goes after Christian bakers, for violating civil rights because they don't want to make a wedding cake for a homosexual wedding, which is, in my view, a violation of their religious rights. But then on the other hand,
Kevin, we're up against a break. We'll come back. We've got Emily from Fargo, and we've got Mike from the Minnesota-North Dakota border when we come back on What's on Your Mind with KFYR 550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, along with malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, and much more. Call CNC Farms 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Thank you.
You've come to learn that if it's worth having, it's never easy. Chasing your dream is a full-time job with plenty of overtime. And sometimes your risk is its own reward. At Alaris, we believe happiness should be a limitless venture. That's why supporting your labor of love is our labor of love. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Radio Town Hall continues. Eugene Grainer of Heinlein Investor Services today, along with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by the PVE Scheffler Title Mapping Team. They're the folks that provide their clients with a collaborative team of attorneys, surveyors, GIS specialists, industry experts to provide complete title mapping and management solutions. Don't take any chances. Call Jeff Holcomb, 701-628-4554. Or check them out online at pveshefler.com. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, Eugene Grainer.
And welcome back. Mike, you've been hanging in there for a long time. Mike, near the Minnesota-North Dakota border, welcome to What's on Your Mind. You have a question for Congressman Cramer.
Well, Congressman Cramer, thank you for your vote. And I am a Minnesota resident, but I appreciate Colin Peterson's vote and his comradeship with you on a number of these.
Yeah.
Critical votes. You address the visa waiver program in its entirety. I'm retired now, but I was with Customs and Border Protection. I saw visa waiver countries move from 8 all the way up to what? It's over
30
now, and it's a fine program. The land border is handled a little differently than our major airports. If you show up with a passport from a visa waiver country, say you flew into Toronto, Winnipeg, Montreal, and you show up at a land border, if you're a visa waiver, our background checks are limited as to what's in the database, but generally you're granted 90 days. But you covered that.
Yep.
We don't have a religious test for coming into our country, but there are groups of people whose religion differ from that of Hindu or Hare Krishna or any number of those others. And I agree a little bit. Maybe just the whole immigration program has to be looked at. If your background is such that you can't agree with our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and our Founding Fathers' idea what this country should be, we need a harder look, and I appreciate you taking that harder look.
Yeah. Well, that was a very thoughtful. I appreciate that, Mike, because we are struggling, aren't we? A lot of us are struggling right now internally as much as anything with you take the refugee situation as an example. We know that we don't want. We know what America was founded on. We know that we're a safe haven, and we know we're the most compassionate country in the world. And at the same time, you know, national security is our highest priority, and I think we can find ways to be compassionate, express that compassion by helping you know, refugees in the Middle East or other places find safe havens closer to their homes where they're more comfortable, and probably makes better sense for everybody. There are definitely ways to do that. With regard to the religious test question, and of course we're all struggling with that now in light of Donald Trump's statements, of course, realizing that the pilgrims themselves, you know, came here for religious freedom, that it is guaranteed in our First Amendment, and all of those things. And I think Donald Trump's statements were over the top, crossed the line. I think first of all, they're impossible to do what he wants to do, or at least what he said initially, because our Constitution guarantees that. Having said that, I think you're touching on something where the political correctness of the time, and you know, the inability to use, you know, as we say, racial profiling or, you know, biological profiling or whatever you want to call it, geographical profiling is somehow offensive. We've got to get over that. We've got to get over that, because, and here's what's missing, Mike. Here's what I've been looking for. I'm looking for those moderate Islamic leaders that are as outraged by what ISIL and the other terrorist groups are doing as they are against people like Trump who complain. Yes, please.
I grab what you're saying, and I agree 100%. If we look at our, and you touched on this, our Judeo-Christian background for our country is that, you know, we can go back, if I want to, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. Now, there are many cultures, even some of the cultures we have in our country, that it's okay to steal, it's okay to cheat if it furthers your enhancement of your particular culture. If you want to go grab something from your neighbor or steal somebody's wife or whatever, there are cultures in the world that say, that's okay, that's a sign of honor, but we don't do that. Right. In our country, so you're in a difficult position, aren't you?
Well, I am, but I don't think it's so difficult to be able to say, if you want to become an American citizen or you want to become a legal resident, whether it's a citizen or an immigrant with some legal standing, if you can't pledge allegiance to our Constitution, which by extension is our culture, then I'm sorry, but that should disqualify you. It's not a religious test. It's not. It's a patriotic test, and I don't think that's asking too much for the access to the freest country in the world.
Yeah. It isn't absent so much. I know my son told me when he came back from two tours in Iraq, our culture is so different. He saw somebody steal a whole bunch of loaves of bread from a local bakery. He grabbed a hold of this fellow, and he said, I saw you steal. I saw you steal. And he said, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. And he said, yes, you did. And it's a whole class of cultures. But I agree. You need to swear allegiance to the Constitution of the United States. But even so, in doing that, in your mind, if you're swearing allegiance, it doesn't have any merit if you come from a different culture and say, it's okay, I can do that. But my heart tells me that doesn't mean anything. And
well, at the end of the day, we're still a nation of laws, and we've got to enforce those laws. And that gets back to a previous caller, I think it was Galen's point. Yeah. When we have selective enforcement by an administration or Justice Department or, you know, or a city, you know, that chooses to be a sanctuary city, where an illegal immigrant criminal is afforded more rights than a citizen, that's a pretty big problem, and we can't allow that to continue if we're going to hang on to our culture and
Mike,
frankly, continue
to
be
call.
The
we got
to
get rolling. We got calls backed up,
you know,
here.
Inspired to.
Thanks, Mike. Emily, we're going to go to Emily in Fargo. You've been hanging on here for a long time, Emily. Thanks, Emily. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. You have a question for Congressman Kramer?
Thank you. Bless you. Bless your show. Bless the congressman. We need more of you. Thank you for your patriotic work to keep Americans safe. And I do have a question for you. I've known since spring, I check the newspapers a lot, and I've known since spring that Canada was going to resettle thousands, at that time it was 10,000 Syrian refugees this year. Now, a few days ago, it has been updated to 25,000 by December 31st, so that'd be, 12 days. So 10,000 then, and then 15,000 will be resettled the end of February. Now, my problem with this is I know how easy it is to go across the border to visit, to go shopping, to go to West Acres, whatever, to go to Emerson, Canada, to go anywhere, back and forth across. My fear is that there are, what, seven states bordering Canada, and these people do not like cold weather, so they're going to be trying to get out of there as soon as possible. California, here they are going to be coming pretty soon. Don't worry, California. You'll get what you want, because they want the hot weather like they're used to. Now, they're going to come down here, however, because it's an easy way to migrate across the border and just disappear into the woodwork with all of their family members and la, 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 la. Now, my fear is, has been this since the spring, and now the latest news is that it's going to, as well as that, is that the U.S. has pledged to take 10,000 over the next year. Germany saw 758,000 refugees, Syrian, between January and October this year, and Sweden is expecting around 200,000 this year. Sweden isn't going to exist anymore. They have been worried about, I've been reading the Swedish newspapers, they have been in dire straits since spring when they were just overrun, and they're taking over just like war was done in the medieval days. They have overtaken Swedish homes of people who live in their homes, and they and their cabins in the woods that they use in the summertime. They have overtaken them, and they're not happy. They're not happy with the trailers they're given to live in by the government. They're not happy with the cabins that they are given. They want more, more, more. They don't have a TV. They don't have this. They're not happy. So where they come? They're going to come to North Dakota, Minnesota, where you get whatever you want. They all have TVs. They all have you name it. So what is North Dakota? Have you discussed with the powers that be there as far as this impending doom that is going to be flooding across all the borders and into North Dakota and Minnesota specifically close by? What are the plans for the North Dakota government to are you going to step up the border patrols? Are you going to what's the plan?
Yeah.
Because this is
so of course border patrols are a federal issue, at least on the Canadian border. And you raise an important point that sometimes I think is often missed. You know, we worry a lot about the southern border with good reason, obviously, and we know that there's a lot of activity at the southern border. The Canadian border is much more porous, as we know, but you've touched on an issue of, that has been traditionally different than us in Canada, and that is their visa program. That they have a much more liberal program. They don't track passports and visas nearly to the extent that we do. It gets back to the visa waiver program I talked about earlier, that if all of the countries don't meet the standard that is required, then, you know, then they're going to lose the privilege of the visa waiver program as well. Now, that said, again, the North Dakota, Montana, it's a, you know, very big border between the United States and Canada. And if it's easy to get into Canada, obviously it's easier to get into the United States. But I'd even go further, Emily, and I would encourage people to look at a map of the Middle East. Look at a map of Syria as an example. And Syria, as we know, is the hotspot right now. Syria and Iraq, largely. And that's where the caliphate is. But you look at the big border with Turkey, and then Turkey's border with with Bulgaria and Greece, and then you're getting into you get to Europe very quickly. That's why the travel issue is not just about does a person come from Syria to Fargo, or does a person come from Iraq to Minneapolis, but there's the whole other movement of the refugees and immigrants that gets easier the further west you get. And by west, I don't even mean just necessarily direction.
About 5 seconds, Kevin.
The more western you get. So you've touched on a really big issue that's going to take a lot of coordination.
You can do it. I'm counting on you. Everyone's counting on you. If anyone can do it, you can.
Well, you're
we'll
nice
be back
to
on
KFYR
with What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Great Christmas gift. Right now you buy one, you get four. How's that for a great deal? Four pillows for the price of one. And of course it still comes with a 10-year warranty that will not go flat. They just extended the 69 money back guarantee. This is a great Christmas gift. 800-506-9028. I have one. I sleep on it. I love it. I swear by it. Not at it. I swear by it. It's fantastic. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. More of What's on Your Mind. Here's Eugene Grainer.
And welcome back.
He doesn't swear at it.
Yes. Tony, we've got four callers behind you. So if you can quick, Tony, just get to your question and probably leave the phone line. So Kevin, so you can just answer real quick. We're going to try to get five callers here within 5-6 minutes. Tony, your question with Congressman Kramer.
Okay, Congressman.
Congressman Kramer. This is Tony in Bismarck, and I want to talk about or ask about Planned Parenthood defunding. Everybody pretty much is aware of all the things that Planned Parenthood has done as far as the abortion and nearly 330,000 in 2014. Well, those videos brought up the huge issue of defunding Planned Parenthood. Well, of course, the liberals brought up the fact that they treat and diagnose millions of people every year for that. Well, the point is, those against abortion are not against women's health care. They're two separate issues, and I would like to propose that those who are for defunding Planned Parenthood should propose that that $540 million that came from us, the taxpayers, should be separated out and the payment should be separate. We'll take care of the women's health care. Nobody's against that. But we shouldn't defund, so don't defund women's health care, but we should defund abortion. It's two separate issues, and they should be separated. And if we did that, it would take all the ammunition away from those people that absolutely want to keep the whole thing.
Well, one would think so, Tony, but that's exactly what we did in the House Republican bill, as we defund Planned Parenthood, not because we're against women's health care, but because there's the fungibility of money, because of the videos, there's concern, obviously, and there's now a select committee specifically looking into it. But we take that same amount of money and put it instead into a federally recognized, federally qualified health clinics and health providers, of which there are like 21 for every, or maybe 71 for every Planned Parenthood clinic, or at least there are like 70 in North Dakota alone. North Dakota, imagine this, now North Dakota does not have a Planned Parenthood clinic, but the money that goes to Planned Parenthood clinics could be going to federally qualified providers in North Dakota that provide health care services to underserved areas and women, including low-income women who would not otherwise be able to get that care. So you're exactly right, Tony. That's exactly what we've done. We'll see how this plays out. It's easy for us to pass these things in the House. The Senate has a much greater struggle for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the political makeup of the Senate. The other thing is, of course, the rules of the Senate that are archaic. And so we're going to continue to fight the fight in the House and hopefully at some point be able to break clear. But you're right. The messaging is very important, and it's important for people to know we're not defunding any. In fact, we're more than funding. We've added money for women's health care in the federally qualified centers around the country, giving greater access to women's health care, actually not less.
Thanks, Tony. We're going to jump to Evanil from Hillsboro. Evanil, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, I just want to make a statement. You were talking about the Muslims crossing the border. A lot of the places I know of in manufacturing North Dakota are all now seem to be full of Muslims. That are the workers instead of the people that worked there before. But as far as across the border, a neighbor had seen them cross the border, just walk across the border in between the points of entry, where there's no way to stop them, actually, because the border is so open.
It's a very
open border.
They just
walk across.
Yep. We've always liked it to be very open for the most part. We prefer sort of a seamless border with our friends in Canada, but obviously the world has changed. Now, I will tell you that just because there's not a person there or a guard there or a point of entry, there are eyes in the sky. There are lots of technologies that are watching that border on the northern side. But nonetheless, you're right. It's very porous, and we have to be just as diligent on the northern border as we are on the southern border. But that said, I also want to address, you said something about a lot of Muslims working in retail and other manufacturing, I think you said, in the area where, you know, jobs that other people might have had. I want to be sure we're clear that what we need is to be able to vet immigrants, use our visa waiver program in a way that ensures that peaceful people are coming to the United States. Not necessarily a religious test, but certainly we can, we have to acknowledge that there are certain populations that require a more serious vetting. I don't find that effect. So some people may, but national security is our highest priority. That said, I have no objection to a Muslim doing a job well in the United States. I think that's, you know, that's great. We're a free country because we were founded on Christian principles.
Thanks for coming on, Evan Villadas. I'm looking up at the clock. We don't have time to take the next callers. We've had callers online for 15 minutes or more. So thanks for all that have called in today. Kevin, any last thoughts here in about 30 seconds on the visa bill? You think it's going to fly through and President Obama will sign it?
I think he'll fly through the Senate with no problem, and the president has said he will sign it. It's amazing how several people have come along in light of recent activities. It's just too bad it took this long and this kind of a wake-up call to get our commander-in-chief to better understand it. I just wish he understood the war. We're in, it's an ideological war. Can you imagine if Ronald Reagan didn't know that communism was evil
Thanks, Kevin. We got to roll next Wednesday again. Thanks, Kevin.
Christmas is for fun with the family. And Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, invites you to come on out anytime between December 16th and 27th and take advantage of a great special. Listen to this deal. 3 nights in a classic two-bedroom condo, only $349. Or 2 nights in a classic hotel room, just $169. That's right. 3 nights, $349. 2 nights, $169. A great deal for Christmas. And ring in 2016 with the perfect package. Stay anytime between December 30th and January 2nd to get in on this classic package, including lodging, New Year's celebration kit, complete with champagne, souvenir glasses, party favors, and more. It's a two-night minimum and one great deal. New Year's Eve music provided by the Jason Paulson Band. Lodging, activities going on all week, and the New Year celebration kit. Two-night packages start at just $329. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book your reservation now or online at chaseonthelake.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.